Kymie Fairbairn's had his share of troubles, obviously. Missed point-blank field goals, missed extra points. He's just not the answer that we were looking for.
Cut his butt.
But you can't. The problem is everybody out there, every single dude out there right now, I'll venture out on a limb, that's got any NFL experience, has had bad stretches the way Kymie Fairbairn has. And that's why it's so frustrating trying to pick a kicker. Or when you release a kicker after they have one bad stretch and then they go on to hit 24 straight field goals. Usually interviews with kickers are kind of boring, and like Kymie Fairbairn isn't this like super colorful dude or anything. He said something yesterday that was very interesting to me when he talked about where he's going to find the motivation to come out of this little slump or this rough patch that he's had.
It's good, man. You know, I was watching some Kobe Bryant videos and, you know, he talks about, you know, don't taking misses as failures, but as learning experiences. So, you know, I'm going to try and do that. Listen to Black Mamba.
It's Kobe Bryant, man. This is who you want. This is who you want. You want a guy who'll miss 15 shots in a row and have no qualms about taking the final shot in the game. This is something about Kobe Bryant himself, like in his actual basketball game, that feels like a bad match for, like, where with a kicker, the goal is to be absolutely perfect and you're going to miss some shots here and there. Kobe didn't give one single damn about missing shots as long as he's going to make the next one.
I'm not a fan of the analogy. I got to say, kicking is not a volume thing. When you go out there, you don't have a choice whether or not to take the shot like Kobe does. When you go out there, go watch some Adam Vinatieri videos instead. And plus, I don't know how much you can be motivated by Kobe Bryant videos. How much can you motivate?
I'm going to tell you this, because we have to play this, because I spent 45 minutes last night looking at various Kobe Bryant motivational videos.
Did you?
I got very motivated. Here are a couple clips. Let's just play these back to back, Eddie. This is Kobe Bryant motivating both myself and Kymie Fairbairn.
There's a choice we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, you have to make inherent sacrifices that come along with that. Family time, hanging out with your friends. So at the age of 18, I knew that I was not going to be stopped. This was my life. We all can be masters at our craft, but you have to make sacrifices that come along with making that decision.
To me, the mentality is a really simple one, in the sense that the confidence comes from preparation. You know, so when the game's on the line, I'm not asking myself to do something that I haven't done thousands of times before.
It's gonna go to work more.
Right? So when I'm prepared, I know what I'm capable of doing, I know what I'm comfortable doing, and I know what I'm not comfortable doing. Right? And so in those moments, if it looks like I'm ice cold or not nervous, it's because I've done it thousands of times before. So it's one more time.
That's why it's just one more time for Fairbairn. He's done it thousands of times before.
Does Kobe pay Michael Jordan royalties when he basically steals his whole shtick?
What are you talking about? What do you mean steals his
shtick?
That is
some swacking ever seen it.
Oh, like did Michael Jordan invent working hard?
No, he didn't invent working hard, but he invented that whole persona that Kobe tries to put on. This is what Fairbairn needs to do. He needs to just focus more on his craft. Don't worry about volume shooting. Don't worry about Kobe Bryant. I think kicking is probably one of the hardest things to do, though. I feel like there is a lack of respect for just how difficult it is to kick. It's like golf, man. It's like
no,
golf.
The way that people think it should be easy to make
there's
a chip
wind,
shot or something.
There's angles. Sometimes a shot from 55 would have been good from 60, but it wouldn't have been good from 40. There's angles. There's pressure. There's timing. It's hard, and there's only one on each roster, and when they suck, we say cut them. Tom Savage sucked over the course of a few games, and he still got to come back, but kickers, you just cut them, and it's on to the next one.
And then there's the thing is, too, you know, like Randy Bullock was maligned here because he had rough patches as he, you know, so you ship him out of town.
That was some fat shaming, too.
But he finds another. Those were two separate and independent things, okay? The fat shaming had nothing to do with his performance on the field. I refuse to acknowledge any potential effect I would have had on him. I didn't do it myself. I like a kicker that's not afraid to have a few extra pounds on him. Not one of these little pretty boys like Adam Vinatieri. But he finds himself in the league with a job. So you just keep rotating through until you find the right guy. Bill O'Brien did say one thing yesterday. People ask us about Derek Newton all the time, and I never know what to tell them. So at least Bill O'Brien gave us something yesterday.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy work. You know, nobody's worked harder than Derek Newton relative to the injury that he has. That was, you know, long time ago, Denver of last year. And he, since his surgery and his ability to start rehab, which was a long time ago too, he's been in there every day. I mean, he's here more than the coaches. He's in here all the time. You talk about a guy that wants to come back and wants to be, you know, a part of something. You know, that that's what Derek Newton's trying to do. And, you know, I'm glad you asked me about him because he's working his tail off to get back.
So this is my question to myself and you. Do I feel any better about the offensive line next year, knowing that a guy that's torn two patellar tendons and also had a patellar tendon surgery after his rookie year or his second year? I can't remember when it was. So he's now had three surgeries on his patellar tendons. Should I allow myself to be one bit optimistic about him coming back?
Look at what the scale is on the offensive line. I don't see why you can't. I don't see why you can't feel at least better about what you've seen this year.
That's it. You know what? Could he be better? Even if Derek Newton, and I know, look, everybody, he wasn't like an all-pro right tackle or anything. And he had, before you got to town, Landry, Derek Newton had some rough stretches. And then he turned himself into a respectable offensive tackle.
I remember.
That's right. You would have seen him at the various highlight reels of other players, not him.
Yeah, he was hurting his neck. I'm surprised he doesn't have a sprained neck from looking back all the times he did.
He turned himself into a respectable player, but and one that is better than Bruno Giacomini,
yes.
Even if he comes back and he's not completely healthy. So you got something there. I keep seeing all these stats about how much the offensive line has improved for Seattle since Dwayne Brown got there.
It is.
And it makes me, I don't know what to say about it. You know what the problem is? I don't know who to be angry at. Like I don't.
Nobody.
No, you got to be angry. The sports radio. What?
He didn't want to be here.
But am I angry at him for not wanting to be here? Or is all the stuff bubbling underneath the surface or whatever was going on in the Texans that made him so desperately not want to be here? Should I be mad at the Texans?
I think you should be mad at nobody. They got a good value for Dwayne Brown. You got a third and a second round pick. He didn't want to be here. You let him go. And plus, he's cursed. He's cursed. As soon as Dwayne Brown stepped foot at NRG, Deshaun Watson got hurt. The Bob McNair news broke. Then he goes to Seattle. Earl Thomas gets hurt. Cam Chancellor and Richard Sherman out for the season. He's cursed.
All right. Well, I guess I can maybe... We're at a loss as what to do this offensive line. I'm not excited about one thing with the offensive line. I am excited about the matchup between DeAndre Hopkins and this guy that we're going to hear from next, Jalen Ramsey, one of the best trash talkers in the NFL.